Yo, yo, yo. What's good, fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of unfiltered truth bombs on Self-Care RX, the podcast that doesn't sugarcoat life. Let's be real. Gen Z, you're juggling more than a TikTok dance routine gone wrong. School, work, social media, keeping up with your squad, it's exhausting AF. And if you're feeling like a burnt-out emoji tired, trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into burnout, not the cute kind, where you just need an extra nap. Though that's totally valid too. We're talking about the real deal, the kind that makes you want to ditch your phone and hibernate in a cave. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like every task feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, that's burnout whispering in your ear, trying to convince you it's okay to just stop. But hold up, before you hit the snooze button on life, let me drop some knowledge bombs on how to recognize those red flags. 1. The energy vamp. Remember that unlimited energy you used to have? Like, running around doing a million things without breaking a sweat? Yeah. Yeah, well, burnout loves sucking the life out of you. You're dragging your feet, can't focus, and even scrolling through memes feels like a chore.
2.
The cynic within. Suddenly, everything feels negative and draining. You're grumpy at the barista who messed up your lattes, even though it's probably just caffeine withdrawal. Even things you used to enjoy feel like a drag. Burnout is basically turning you into Enyor on steroids. 3. The performance plunge. Remember when you were slaying those assignments, nailing that presentation, crushing your goals? Now even simple tasks feel overwhelming. You're procrastinating more than usual, and your productivity has officially hit rock bottom. Burnout is basically a productivity killer. 4. The body's cry for help. Pay attention to those physical signs. Constant headaches, muscle tension, sleep problems, or just feeling generally run down? Your body is screaming for self-care, like, right now. Ignoring it will only lead to bigger issues down the line. 5. The isolation station. You used to be the life of the party, but now you'd rather binge-watch Netflix alone in your pajamas. Burnout can make you withdraw from social activities and even loved ones. Remember, connection is crucial for mental well-being. Think about it. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit? You know that go-go-go mentality that's basically a recipe for disaster? Well, burnout is the ultimate consequence of neglecting your well-being. So picture this. It's Friday night, and instead of hitting the clubs or chilling with friends, you're just staring blankly at your phone screen. The energy to even put on clothes feels monumental. You know that feeling when you've been pushing yourself too hard for way too long? That's burnout talking, fam. But here's the good news. You don't have to succumb to the dark side.
Recognizing these signs is the first step towards reclaiming your energy and finding balance. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. It's about making time for yourself, recharging those batteries, and remembering that you deserve to feel good. Remember, Gen Z, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your mental and physical health, setting boundaries, and saying no when needed. Take breaks, do things you enjoy, move your body, and connect with people who lift you up. Let's ditch the burnout BS together. Start today by taking one small step towards self-care. Go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or simply take a few deep breaths. You got this. Now go out there and slay your day, fam. Don't forget to hit that follow button, leave a review, and tag me in your TikTok if you found this helpful. Let's keep the self-care conversation going.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.